Podcast Ranger.
Welcome, one and all, to another episode of Extra Extra Cast Ranger.
We got just the coolest casters here tonight.
That's not true. Well, I mean, two of us it is.
But... it's a cool caster club. The CCC?
I'm cool pink caster, cool blue caster, and it's cool dream caster. We're the cool casters. We got leather jackets and sunglasses, and we go down alleys snapping our fingers to cool.
We just want to talk!
An invisible pen.
So, Gar's not here because he's working. Raven's not here because...
he's fathering.
Because Raven.
Yeah, it's fucking Raven. Hashtag fucking Raven. Don't actually fuck Raven, though.
He has someone to do that.
Whoa! How do you think that baby happened?
Oh, I'm just kidding. Stork?
Oh, yeah. You know what's funny? I actually believed that as a kid.
Of course, because children are malleable.
No, and then what's funny is I thought the babies came out of the belly button. I thought that's what that was for.
Someone in our Discord, Blood Stork.
That's what I was going to say, but I thought it was too dumb. What?
The Blood Stork?
It's just blood. It's just blood stork delivering cento.
Just like
to Soichi.
Yeah.
Just like delivers the wrong baby. Missed match.
Hey, honey, our baby's here. Looks kind of like your boss.
Oh my god, I can't believe you.
Steam break.
The freaking live action Grinch movie.
It's a fucking fantastic movie. Go watch it.
Oh my god.
Now there's a new one coming out. Benedict Cumberbatch is the Grinch.
Yeah, everybody's all like, it's gonna be the second coming of the Wensler fandom.
Or as Jack's Films calls him, Benedict Dick. Huh. All right, so let's get into our news because we got some important shit to talk about today.
Oh, do we?
For once, something important came out the same week instead of on a Saturday. Oh, I'm so happy. Oh, I should give it to the Discord first, by the way.
Better not be too long.
Nope, it's good.
Woo! It's not too long.
There you go. And you too could be checking out the news stories with us live if you listen to us by joining our Discord server Friday nights. Yeah. All right, first on the list, we have official first scans for Kaito Sentai Lupin Ranger versus Keiji Sentai Power Ranger. I believe that was the name.
Huh.
Keisatsu Sentai Power Ranger, excuse me. Alright, so looking here, first we have the first scan, which shows the two teams, each led by a red, with different colored assistants, making two three-man Sentais.
That's interesting.
So.
Their visors are hats.
So we're looking at Lupin Ranger on the right side first, and yeah,
their visors are top hats.
Are
fucking hats. No,
top
but,
hats.
But Power Rangers are,
yeah,
too.
They're police hats.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Kinda don't like them. I feel like the top hat should be black and the rest of the helmet should be colored.
That would actually make sense.
Although the Lupin Rangers seem to have these capes going on,
the
which I'm looking
cool.
forward to seeing more of.
It just like it makes their like, especially on Pat Ranger, it just makes their heads look too big.
Yeah, that's part of it. You know what my immediate thought was when I first saw this?
Mm-hmm.
Why is not the blue and green switched? Because blue is typically associated with police, and green is typically associated with money.
And see, what's Kevin Shadowcaster was making a complaint, too. He's like, why are there two Red Rangers? And my response is, because the other four members are the other four colors. And so, you know, together,
teams.
Yeah, they're rival teams, so they need both need a Red Ranger.
I think it's really interesting they're doing this. I mean, it's nowhere near the first time there's been two reds in a Sentai. Look at Q Ranger and Time Ranger and blah, blah, blah.
Mm-hmm.
So apparently they all use the same equipment, in a manner of speaking. But before we get to that, we're going to go over the names. So even their naming schemes are different. So on the Lupin Ranger side, there's Lupin Red, Lupin Blue, and Lupin Yellow. But then on the Pato Ranger side, it's Patoren Ichigo, Patoren Nigo, and Patoren Sango.
Oh, okay.
Oh, so they go by numbers.
Yeah.
Oh, so they're like Tokuger.
Yeah, so it's colors versus numbers, and I like that.
You know what? I feel like Toei's just been really, like...
on the ball?
No, just, like, with new ideas. Because think about it, like,
yeah.
Before Q-Ranger, they were just doing kind of, like, traditional Sentai, and then, like, Zoger was a prime example of that. And then just with Q-Ranger, they were like, you know, we're just going to make Sentai... Nine of them. Right off the fucking bat.
And that's then, just the start.
Yeah, that's the start. And now this one, it's like, you know what? We're going to have two Sentai teams, and they're both rivaling each other. So
it's sort of weird, though, because we have, we went from the Q-Rangers, which have really unique designs and everything, to very cookie-cutter ones with this, but...
I'm going to hold
I don't mean that as an insult, I swear.
A lot of people, including myself, are going to withhold final judgment on the suits until we can see more of them, but my first impressions on the Power Ranger suits, they look like football players.
I like the shoulders on them, that's nice.
I don't like the rivets.
I'm just not a big fan of the helmets.
Like, it's a helmet with a hat in front of it, like... With the Lupin Ranger suits, I really get it, and I can almost accept it, but with the Pacha Ranger suits, it's like, that I don't know, it doesn't look right.
Mm-hmm. And then, here's their fucking Zords.
Well, before we get to the Zords, let's talk about their transformations. So they each use the same gun to transform.
Why is it a gun again?
It's called the Double Henshinju versus changer. So apparently they use it just like the Tokugers, they put little miniature versions of their Zords in the gun to transform.
Of course.
So the Lupin Ranger Zords are called the Dial Fighters, and the Pata Rangers ones are called the Trigger Machines.
Huh.
So for the Pata Rangers, what they do is they slide their Trigger Machines into underneath the barrel of the Versus Changer to transform, and the Lupin Rangers apparently slide their Dial Fighters along the top.
Oh, that's interesting.
Of the Versus Changer to transform.
Also, did you notice that the Dial Changers are all wearing hats?
Yeah, their Zords are wearing hats.
Oh, the Dial Fighters.
Yeah, they're all wearing hats.
They all have hats. Sorry, oh my fuck.
Sorry, I screwed that up.
That's fine. We just discovered what they're called. Yes,
like
hats.
Possessed by Mario.
So it seems that all three, like the Power Rangers Zords, are all based off like police themed things, and then the Lupin Rangers ones, like
they're all air vehicles.
Yeah, but they're all based off like something. So
it's like a jet, a biplane, and a helicopter sort of thing.
Yeah, but I think they have like animal related things too.
I'm gonna wait till we see them up close more. And then if we look at our scan of the Megazords, which is Lupin Kaiser and Pato Kaiser.
So we're getting two separate Megazords, of course.
And obviously they're going to combine with each other eventually.
Yep. They look neat. They kind of have like a Tokyo thing going on.
I kind of like them. I don't know.
They're pretty traditional after the last two having the cubes and the spheres thing.
I like how Lupin Kaiser has a saw blade and a Gatling gun for hands.
And then he has a hat.
Yeah, well, yeah, they both... Yeah, because Lupin Kaiser has the hat and Potter Ranger has, like, a police helmet.
Yeah, I like that he looks like a SWAT
and a little,
team.
I feel like Inspector Gadget.
The Pato Kaiser has, like, a little propeller on top. I like that.
I wonder if Pato Ranger is going to use the Deco Ranger siren. I hope they do.
Oh, God, please, no.
Please, no.
I hate that sound.
I love that sound. No, these look neat. And I don't know, just like, I'm not, from what we've seen so far, I just haven't, like, nothing's really, like, wowed me, like, holy fucking shit, so.
Yeah.
And honestly, I think that's a good thing for me, so.
People in our Discord are saying that the Megazords have joints.
Do they?
I
see what look like knees, but the hinge on the knees is, like, it looks like they bend the other way.
Hmm. Oh.
And it looks like at least Lupin Kaiser has like elbows.
Hmm.
But yeah, so this was also revealed alongside the toy catalog, which gives some information on some of the things that they will have. So there's going to be different sets for each of the teams. The Versus Changer Lupin Red set and the VS and the Versus Changer Patoren Ichigo set. So you can buy the gun with either of the Red Ranger's transformation gimmicks. they do recognize all of the Versus vehicles. And then sold separately is the red, blue, and yellow Dial Fighters and the Ichigo, Nigo, and Sango Trigger Machines.
They change modes.
Yep. And then the weapons that each of the teams will have. The Itadaki Kaito Lupin Sword, which transforms from a sword into a reach grabber mode.
Taking thief sword.
Yeah, because Itadaki, as in Itadakimasu.
Oh.
Like, I'm taking this.
Okay.
And then for the Power Rangers, we have the Kakusei Keibo Mega Bow, which is a voice amplifier baton.
That's so, pretty like, awesome. Do you speak into it?
It's a police baton which transforms into a megaphone.
Oh, no.
Then we have soft vinyls for each of the teams. The VSV Double Henshin Good Striker, a big versus vehicle used by the two teams. Dials and triggers activate sounds and voices, has two modes for dial fighters and trigger machines. Does transform with the other vehicles.
Hmm.
Then there's the listings for the Lupin Kaiser and Pato Kaiser set, which comes with the four vehicles, each of them including the Good Striker. Oh, I guess that's how each of them becomes. Oh, I see. Okay, so the legs of each of the Megazords is made from the same fourth Zord.
Oh, so yeah, I flip it over.
Oh, yes, in Yellowcaster's absence, since he wanted me to post his opinions on the Paddle Ranger Lupin Ranger scans for now. No comment for now. I'll wait till the first episode or whichever episode the suits debut in to give my opinion on them, just because I feel I can't judge them solely alone on this one image. So
they're going to have something in episode one.
No,
Sentai doesn't.
No, but he's saying he doesn't have an opinion until probably episode one debuts.
Sure. I mean, we're going to see the suits plenty before then, but yeah.
Yeah. So, and also, Shuki thought of a good idea where, instead of just calling them by, like, their full names, like, for the show, like, for shortened versions, there's Pato versus Lupin or LVP. Or yeah. PVL.
I like LVP.
Yeah, LVP.
Because, like, the name of the series
It's so long. Like, I'd probably, I'm just gonna call it LVP.
Yeah, because the name of the show is Lupin Ranger versus Pato Ranger, so LVP is accurate. I like that.
Yeah, so there we go.
Or we could just call it, like, Lupato for short.
Yeah, that's probably going to be...
No, I like LVP. That just rolls off the tongue.
And then releasing in late March, apparently, are... because it's a vehicle gimmick series, there's going to have other vehicles to put in to summon and use for power-ups. So the first one that they've confirmed are the Cyclone Dial Fighter, which is a twin rotorcraft for the Lupin Rangers, and the Trigger Machine Biker, which is a white police bike.
You know what? I actually kind of hope that for both these Sentais, I hope that we get three extra Rangers per team. So just like we get two additionals to make it both Sentai teams a five-man team, and then they both get a sixth Ranger for themselves.
I'm thinking one sixth Ranger, quote unquote, who is on both sides.
Oh, he's like a double agent.
Maybe someone who
would be so
someone
cool.
Someone who mode changes between the two teams.
I would absolutely love
have
that.
A thief and a cop,
double agent.
Yeah, double agent. Yeah,
there you go.
Like a corrupt cop.
That'd be neat. Yeah, and so like in suit designs, I'm like on them. I probably need to see them more in action, but like. I like what Lupin Rangers, like, designs are kind of going up, but Power Rangers, I'm actually kind of disappointed. They weren't what I was expecting.
I'm looking forward to seeing more of Lupin Blue because I like what I see so far.
Yeah.
I like the shoulder pads. They're cool.
The capes are cute.
I'm going to need real hard sell convincing with the Power Rangers because they look like football
uniforms. I hope the Red Ranger just says French stuff.
Oh, the Red Lupin Ranger?
Just bring back Enter's actor, please.
Someone posted, like, guys, I found the new sixth Lupin Ranger, and they post Kamen Rider Lupin.
Yeah, and some guy was actually like, that's Kamen Rider Lupin from the Drive Good Guy movie. I'm like, yeah, we know that. That's the joke. Thanks, Ted. So, yeah, cool. This show will be interesting.
I'm excited. This is going to be new territory.
Mm-hmm. Kevin's worried that it's going to be like, it's going to be a Forza all over again.
Well, he just means in the sense that the gimp, the concept sounded like something interesting, and then the show's execution turned out to not be so great for some people.
We'll see.
All right, next. We had some more information regarding the Exeid Another Ending, particularly that this is going to be the first set of V-Cinema films that will actually be airing in theaters before coming out on disc.
Cool.
So, Brave and Snipe will be in theaters February 3rd before releasing on disc March 28th.
Jeez.
Paradox and with Poppy will be in theaters February 17th before coming out on disc April 11th.
Fuck.
And Genmu vs. Laser will be in theaters March 3rd before coming out on disc April
25th. Those are all pretty close to each other.
Yeah.
Is that right? Normal? Or?
I don't know. I don't live in Japan.
Oh. Well, I just thought you'd know, like how often how close they usually come out to each other.
I don't know. I don't know where exactly this image came from, but someone I saw on Twitter, at SpecialForm12, posted this image of, Sento and Gentoku, and Sento is sitting in a chair, and there is a Shocker logo behind them. I don't know what the situation is with this, but it... Second Coming of Tsukasa?
Oh, you know what it could be? Maybe it's like a teaser for the March movie.
Maybe.
Could make sense. Sento looks pretty evil here.
Yeah.
Maybe it's Katsuragi.
Well, that maybe. Who knows?
Yeah, well, because, like, we kept saying that, like, Katsuragi is Sento.
I mean, I want to say that it looks kind of shopped, but at the same time...
Right.
I haven't seen this picture anywhere else.
I don't know where the deal is with this one, but...
What if this just becomes a thing where fucking...
They drop fake images?
No. Like, Ryuga becomes the bad guy, and then, like, Gentoku and Sento team up to fight Ryuga because he's just becoming an unstoppable force.
Honestly, or, I wouldn't be surprised.
Or Sento becomes bad and Ryuga has to stop everyone.
So Ryuga becomes pro tag?
Sure.
Oh, God, this is some Kabuto-level shit.
That's crazy. But, I mean, I haven't seen Kabuto, so I didn't know that stuff like that has happened before.
Well, in Kabuto, there was a character named Kagami, and, like, kind of, he was going to become Kabuto, but then Kabuto actually came by and was like, no, fuck you, this is my destiny, you can go die. And then, for the whole show, like, everyone's like, oh, Kagami should be a writer, he deserves to be a writer, and he becomes, like, a writer for, like, an episode, and then he finally gets his own powers, and then he becomes, like, the kind of true protagonist, because Kabuto's just so broken, so.
Anyways.
But yeah.
Next. We got the trophy list for Kamen Rider Climax Fighters, which came out this week and is currently on its way to us.
I love that first fucking trophy. You are the hero!
That's the platinum trophy. So, I don't know exactly how hard this will all be, but I'm just going to run through this real quick for anyone interested. Start one battle, you get a trophy. Use 5 riders. Use 15 riders. Use all riders. That's a gold one, which means it's probably hard to get all the riders. Battled in 4 stages, battled in all the stages, obtained 15 avatar items, 30, 45, and 60, and all avatar items.
Hmm.
Clear 25 missions, clear 50 missions, clear all missions, clear the last mission. Dress up your selected avatar with the customized mode, select a BGM from the gallery, select a BGM, made changes, and started a battle. Saw a tip. Saw 20 tips. Saw 40 tips. Saw all tips. Selected options, made changes, and started a battle. Played a ranked match. Entered an online player match room. You get a trophy for logging on to the online mode.
Yeah.
Played free battle with a team. Played a 4-man battle royale and free battle. And then there's missions tailored for each of the riders. For Kuga, cleared mission, the man with 2,000 skills. For Agito, the mission, the Golden Warrior. I'll just keep reading these, and you can guess what rider they are, considering they're in order. Battle between riders. Racing Instinct. Fate's Trump Card. Sonic Strike Warrior. Path of Heaven. I have arrived!
I read that as I have married.
Let's go Kiva, which means that was probably Kibate Ikuze. Destroyer of Worlds. 2-in-1 Detective. O's Caliber. Proof of Friendship. Magician of the Ring, Rider Sengoku Era, Come Join Me for a Spin, which is the Hitopashi Tsukiai, Hero's Strength, that's Ghost, Dr. Rider, Law of Victory, Black Sun. So I don't think any of these will be too hard. A couple of the collection ones look like they'll be pains in the ass.
So I just saw this picture. So... Like their Zords, right?
Oh, I didn't see this.
So, I think for the Lupin Rangers, like, the red one's a hat, But the yellow and blue, they're dials from a safe.
That makes sense, because they're called dial fighters.
Oh, that's why they're dial fighters.
So they're hats and safe dials.
God damn it!
That's brilliant.
You fuckers.
Oh my god.
Sometimes they just nail it, like, with design stuff.
No, that's why I always give respect for Toei when they just go all out on a gimmick. So.
Neat.
Good job.
Make sure you send that to Anthony so we can put that in.
A wheel. A wheel.
Next. Every Power Ranger ever is assembling for an event called the Shattered Grid in the Power Ranger comics.
Nani?
So first off, we got this neat cover of Lord Drakon crushing the Red Ranger's helmet.
Or maybe it's Jason. Jason's Lord Drakon.
Just like puts the red helmet on. But the real interesting part is, if you look over here, there's this poster showing pretty much every Power Ranger ever.
Wait, who's that in the far left corner? Upper left
there
corner?
There is absolutely, they have included every Power Ranger ever. There's almost no white space left on this picture. They filled in every single spot. If you look real close, you can see every Ranger. You should go through it and look through the pictures and post, see if you recognize someone.
They don't have every Ranger, though. Where are the 2017 ones?
If you get in real close, you can see one of them right there.
That's Hammy.
Yep.
Why is Hammy there?
Yep.
No, but I meant the Lionsgate Rangers.
Oh, fuck them.
Fuck you! How?
Oh my god, they've even got the Vulcan Skull Rangers!
Of course they do.
Yeah!
Oh my god.
Zoom in on those!
Lionsgate has no love.
I'm guessing that they're not part of the main canon.
Oh, look
so
at
they
that.
Don't.
Those guys look familiar.
Yeah, those guys in the top left might be of note.
Fuck you, Ichi.
Am I allowed to say what it is?
No.
Okay, then I won't.
If you haven't noticed by now, I added the Cast Rangers because they left a nice open space for me to do so.
I was going to say, I don't know why you put me on there and also why I'm so big.
Maybe they did that on purpose. And they're just like,
add your own Ranger.
Wait, never mind.
Is Hyperforce in there? People in our Discord, it's the next link in your list of links. They've even got like the white stranger in here. What the fuck?
My question is, go back to the corner down there. Like, move just a little. Who are they? The frog dude and
I don't know.
I don't even.
What is that?
They're from a comic, maybe.
There's like a bird guy and deformed.
They got both Wolzard forms.
Oh, they even got the blue centurion and Injor. Cool.
And the Phantom Ranger.
Phantom Ranger. Magna Defender.
Oh, there's, what the fuck is his name?
I forgot. Psycho Rangers are there.
Oryk the Conqueror, I think.
Huh.
There's Leo hiding in between the Green Rangers.
That's Daishi.
Shut up. They've got the fucking Zed Putty Rangers.
Yeah, they even got, like, the really fake ones, too. There's SPD. Oh my god, yep, they do. But yeah, where the fuck are the Lionsgate Rangers?
Maybe they'll show up and it'll be like a big twist.
I fucking hope so.
I love that they have all the different fucking Rangers from that are only from the comics.
They even have A-Squad! Fucking A-Squad. Yeah, because they are technically Power Rangers.
Yeah. They have the fucking Spirit Jungle Fury Spirit Rangers.
Holy crap, they do.
Oh my god, this is awesome.
Wow, that is a very nice poster.
The Cast Rangers are there, though.
Yep. We're part of the canon now.
We're in a completely different style than everyone else.
Shh. All right, moving on.
I shouldn't be on that poster. You guys, though, man. Yeah. Oh, yep. Look. It's the book.
Last week, we talked about the recently revealed Phillips book being released, and now we have official images and some more information about it. So it comes with two book covers, one of which the standard and the other features the text Raito Sonozaki. For those who don't know what that means, I won't spoil it. It comes with six bookmarks as well, and it features Philip's message to Shotaro in from episode 48 of the show.
Wait, did I see a Lost Driver? Comes with a Lost Driver?
I don't think so.
Then why would they have it there?
I don't know.
Yeah, it looks like there might be a set that comes with a Lost Driver and then the Cyclone and Joker memory, so you could either become Kamen Rider Cyclone or Kamen Rider Joker.
I don't know why that picture's there.
Is it showing a comparison of how big it is in comparison to the book?
Belt for scale.
Yeah.
So the book set costs 4860 yen and is set for a March release.
I swear to God, it needs a button that just goes...
Does the book have anything in it? Or...
I can just play the soundtrack!
I know you can.
Does the book have anything in it, or aside from that one page?
It does have, like I said, it has a message written on one of the pages. Aside from that, it's probably completely blank.
Oh, are you supposed to use it for stuff? Like, to write
well, it's what Philip, it's what Philip from Double uses to go into the Gaia library so he can look up anything in the Earth.
He basically travels into Google.
Yeah, but I mean, like...
He's human Google.
Hugo.
He is the son of Hugo.
That is the title of this
episode.
No.
No, thanks.
Yep.
I was gonna send a thing about the
how the fuck do I spell that?
H-U-U-G-L-E. Hugo.
Fine.
I guess that's it. And let's I guess you really put like the Google episode. Like the Google Chrome like logo over Philip's head or something. I don't know. I don't know much about.
There we go.
Next, we have official images for the next Bottle Change series,
which
the gimmick
now.
One, for Kamen Rider Build Kaizoku Resha, which means I guess we fucking skipped Key Dragon!
Oh.
No. You know why?
Ah, that's creepy!
You know why? It's gonna be a Premium Bandai exclusive.
Oh, ah, fuck God, sick. Go back to that.
What, the shot of him separated?
Well, that's
he looks like he's been cut in half!
It's a build change.
Oh, no.
Building makes me feel good.
Oof, my bones. An invisible build.
Freaking build, man.
I just showed her Bustin' on YouTube.
Yeah, look up the song Bustin' on YouTube.
That's
you'll have
all
a fun time.
We'll say.
Just
have
look up,
fun.
Look up Bustin' with an N.
So,
we thought it should be like Misora's theme song.
So this, so Build Kaizoku Resha, the gimmick series figure, will be 3780 yen, December 9th release, which means by the time you hear this, it's already out!
Yep.
Next, in the Bottle Change series, Rabbit Tank Sparkling.
Oh my God, even the gimmick figure looks fucking gorgeous. What's it? It can come apart too?
Sure, why not?
Are you fucking kidding me?
Oof, my bones.
But I've always drank so
okay,
much Diet
wait
Pop.
A minute,
actually,
you wait know a what? Minute, does that mean that the sparkling is bone hurting juice?
It's soda.
Soda.
Bone hurting soda. I'm sorry.
Bonitis.
So
no, you know what? This is actually really cool. You know why?
Because you can mix and match this with the other forms.
No, and with the original rabbit tanks, you could have, like, yeah. Rabbit sparkling tank, and then,
yeah.
Like, rabbit tank sparkling.
Could you
oh,
have,
wait.
Like,
a... Damn it.
I love that you genuinely went through that entire sequence.
I was like...
You can have rabbit tank sparkling. Wait, fuck.
Shit! No, but that I actually would like to see how that would look. Just having like
then the buy rabbits. This figure.
Can you do
no.
Like rabbit sparkling and normal rabbit together? Or is it because they're
no.
The same
no.
Side?
They're only
about the same size.
They're only on the same side. Yeah.
Someone could shop it though, I guess.
I mean someone's probably. Made rabbit tank hawk gatling.
But have they made tank?
I don't know.
My gosh, tank!
Thank you.
Oh, it took me a second. I'm sorry, guys. I'm being weird
it,
tonight.
It tank you a second? That was bad. It sounded bad. Better in my head. This item costs 3780 yen and is set for a December 27th release, so right after Christmas.
I don't know why that,
like a smart person.
Why that reminded me of this, but Five Nights at Freddy's 6 is out. I don't know why that reminded me of that.
I don't know how, but that game made itself both adorable and terrifying at the same time.
Scott Cawthon is kind of an amazing person.
And he released it for free.
He did, and it's the most involved one so far, too.
Sure is.
Next, we have official images for the Metal and Yuzo full bottles.
Oh, that's so cute.
Which are the metals that pair up with Rocket and Taka, respectively, to form the Forze and O's Legend Rider forms.
Because friendship's an organic thing!
I just like that the metal bottle has, like, the icon on it. It just says TM.
Trademark?
Like, it's a Pokemon TM.
But I am getting the friendship bottle, though, because I really value friendship.
I think it's...
I want to have your friendship in a bottle.
So my best match for now would be friendship and game.
Aww. That would be like Animal Crossing.
Sure.
I did play New Leaf. That was fun.
I don't know why I said that. I'm sorry.
That's a good thing, though.
My first thought when I heard of games that have to do with friendship was Animal Crossing.
So, these two bottles apparently come as a set, which will cost 900 yen, and will be releasing December 9th as well.
Cool.
Neat. And lastly, this is a story that our friend Dreamcaster wanted to talk about.
Go, Emily.
Oh, okay. Sorry. It turns out that the designs for 2018's Precure series, Hagato Precure, have been leaked around the same time as the Lupin Ranger Paddle Ranger. And they are, in fact, the leak from before, but I don't think we ever showed it on this. So there are three cures to start with, and their names have been leaked to be... The leader is named Curiel.
Which, what's she based off of?
Well, I'll go. Then the blue cure is Cure Ange, as in angel in French.
Hmm.
And the yellow cure is Cure Étoile, as star in French. The rumor is that the theme this season is careers. And that Curiel is meant to be a cheerleader. Cure Ange is meant to be a nurse, and Cure Étoile is meant to be a flight attendant. Also, the mascots have been revealed as well. If you scroll down, if that's okay, to be another baby.
I was like, baby?
It's a baby?
Yeah, this is like the third time we've had a baby now.
They said one of them was a stuffed animal before.
Yeah, unless you
baby.
The question is whether you count Chiffon as a baby or a animal, because she's sort of both.
Okay.
Did
they change with the baby?
But the other mascot is probably the best, because it is a hamster that looks like it's cosplaying Killer Queen from We Will Rock You.
Or Tracer with fucking
hair. Oh, it's adorable little hamster.
Yeah,
it wants to be Exade.
Everybody, let's call if the baby's gonna be the fourth ranger or not. We already had
it'll just pull a Justin and grow full size.
No, we had that last.
Oh my god, I'm not surprised.
Not the season that's on now, but the season before it, the third cure of the season, Cure Felice, was actually the mascot baby Hachan as a full grown child.
Okay.
She was a really good character, so they actually pulled it off. It's just also the baby's name is Hugudan or Huglin.
Huglin?
Yes, which sounds like a male name, so I don't know.
Huglin makes me feel good!
God darn it! Also, one other thing, but I'm sorry, before we move on.
Go for it.
That seems sort of weird is that if you look, you can see what appears to be their transformation devices in the picture. We don't have any news of what they are.
Is it phone?
And this is the first time for a really long time that they've been different. The pink's one is pink, Curiel's. The yellow ones is yellow and the blue ones is blue, but they all look like they're designed differently.
Neat.
No news on if they are just switchable faceplates or if they're actually completely different devices.
Huh.
The rumor of the career thing is still a rumor, but apparently the catchphrase is something about going towards the future with a happy face, so that might suggest that the career thing's true. But we'll find out pretty soon, I guess, because it starts in early February.
We'll find out pretty soon.
Yeah. And for a future topic in Cast Ranger, we'll be talking about the first episode when it airs.
Wait,
yeah.
Really?
Yes. Because
only if everyone says it's okay. I know this is a toku show.
I consider Pretty Cure to be toku.
It's an anime, but it does go along with the other two, and I really wish they'd do a crossover between like Precure and Kamen Rider.
I mean, they air on the same block of television.
They do air on the same block, and they had that one commercial that I cannot find anymore with live-action Kamen Riders and then animated Cure Dream in the same commercial.
Mm-hmm.
Cool. So, sorry for rambling. It's just...
No, you're excited for this.
Yep, if I try to reserve judgment on the designs, because whenever the designs first come out, everyone's always like, they're the worst designs ever.
And then later, oh my god, they're so good!
Yeah, and I think Curiel's name and design is a little strange, but.
Yeah, I feel like Curiel should have been like Cure Cheer.
But I mean, this year we have Cure Whip when it should have pretty obviously been Cure Cake, so I think they're just trying to avoid obvious names at this point.
Trying to be edgy.
But the weirdest thing is Cure the Edge.
Cure the Edge.
Yes, but the weirdest thing, crawling in my cure, but the worst, the weirdest thing has got to be the fact that we have French names for two of them, but not the leader. I don't know why,
You know what just hit me now?
What?
You should have been Curecaster instead of Dreamcaster, maybe.
I was actually thinking that earlier, but then I thought, like, it doesn't really work, because it's like, it suggests that I would be a cure rather than a ranger.
It could be both.
But on the other hand, I don't deserve to be either one.
Nonsense, Monday.
Strong, kind, and beautiful, and then I'm just like, none of those things. Well, kind, I'm kind, but not strong or beautiful. I'm sorry, this is weird. Cut this out or something.
Picture Hug Toe is happening soon. It's cool.
Yeah, it's coming out. We'll find out what the heck the title means soon.
Your love for Pretty Cure knows no bounds, my dear.
I just like Magical Girl stuff in general.
That's cool. I mean, I like fucking Earth Defense Club Love. That shit is great. I still gotta watch the second season.
Well, Magical Boy Show, yeah.
Yeah, we gotta watch more of that.
We gotta watch season two. Maybe we'll have another binge day.
A lot of it was directly parroting Pretty Cure. Like,
oh, of course, but it was so fucking funny.
No, I was just saying that if you've seen Pretty Cure, it's probably funnier. Because there were some parts where I was just like, I see what you did there with that Pretty Cure reference.
Nice.
Yeah. Also, Dragon Ball Super apparently is consistently parroting Pretty Cure this.
Okay.
Soon. Like, apparently they're taking direct poses out of it and stuff, and I've never seen this, so I don't know.
I wouldn't doubt it.
Like, there's apparently a group that's just a group of characters that's just straight up a parody of Pretty Cure. I don't know who they are, because I've never seen it. So, anyone who knows about that, I guess, can... I don't know what I'm saying.
Here's a picture of X-Ay with a gun.
Oh no, now he's joined the Deca Rangers.
He used bang bang shooting.
No, but this is what I love about this. I'm not gonna, Anthony, don't worry about it. I'm not gonna show you the pictures. This is just for you. But like,
oh yeah,
just the shot from the trailer of just Emu getting shot. So it's
yeah, that's
like
a thing that happens.
Ooh,
okay, doing? for all the fans, if you follow me on Twitter, I retweeted it. So just go find it on my Twitter.
And where can they find you?
At @lane_2.
Yeah, and before we wrap up the news, Blaze has been blowing up the chat, insisting I mention that fucking Detective Pikachu's gonna be voiced by goddamn Ryan Reynolds.
Hey, that's awesome! Fucking Deadpool!
For some reason, it didn't occur to me until you said it out loud that he would be voiced by him, and I think in my head, somehow, I just imagined him as Detective Pikachu.
Ryan Reynolds cosplaying Detective Pikachu?
Yeah, but I imagined him being an actual Pikachu, but like...
Cue people just dubbing over Pikachu with random lines from Ryan Reynolds.
Yeah, that'll actually be pretty funny.
Oh my god, the Deadpool movie lines.
No, and to the people who are still like, oh, but what about Danny DeVito? It was so funny.
That was just a joke.
Yeah, and also they actually went up to Danny DeVito and he did not know what the fuck Pokemon is. So he doesn't care.
Wait, so they actually asked him?
Apparently.
Yeah, and he was like, what the hell's Pokemon? He's never heard of it.
I'm shocked that there's a single person left in this world that doesn't know what Pokemon
is. But in a way, it seems almost like if there were a person who didn't know what Pokemon was, it would probably be Danny DeVito.
I guess.
I don't...
Trash me.
Pokemon!
I don't know. I've never actually seen, I almost said the Danny DeVito show. I meant to
you
say.
You mean It's Always Sunny?
It's
photo,
Always Sunny.
Yeah.
Anthony, if you're still on the Pretty Cure photo, please zoom in very slowly on the baby's face.
Yes, yes, yes,
and
yes, yes.
Look how adorable that face is.
And put Danny DeVito's face on it.
Okay,
put Danny DeVito's face on the baby.
Yeah, put Danny DeVito's face on the baby.
Wah!
All I have to say...
Rub him!
All I have to say, though, is I kind of like the eyelashes, the way they're designed in this season.
On the baby or Danny DeVito?
I like Danny DeVito's eyelashes. Emily's like questioning her entire existence.
Yeah,
both.
I don't know how to answer that question.
Both.
don't know how to answer that question.
All right.
Well, this has been Extra Cast Ranger, everybody. We got Lupins. We got Paddos. We got
Paddos.
We got Huggles.
I didn't mean to do that.
And y'all been buggled. So there you go.
Good night.
Thank you for listening. I didn't mean to ramble so weirdly.
Radio Sentai Cast Ranger is brought to you by our generous patrons, Oliver Nilsson, and viewers like you.